Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful, O God, for all that you have done for us as your children. And Lord, we thank you, God, for every word you are sharing with us on this spiritual platform. We give you all the glory for how you are touching our lives. We thank you, God, for the grace and for your power of healing and deliverance. Lord, to you be all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray this morning, as your people are there listening to this word, that you will use this word, O God, to raise them and to bring them to limelight, that every darkness will depart out of their life, that Lord, you will touch every soul this morning, and you will cause your showers of blessings to be upon everyone that listening to your word this morning. And Lord, let there be transformation. Thank you for hearing, Lord. And Father, I pray that you will make this mouth a mouthpiece of yours this morning, and that I speak as your oracle, Lord. Blessed be your name, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I love to welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air. I want to bless the name of the Lord for his goodness and for his mercies over our life. Thank God for preserving us. Thank him for his goodness. Thank you for your family. I hope I meet you well this morning. And I know that God is always here to share his word with us. It is time of blessings. It is time to receive instruction from the Lord. It is time that God wants to open our eyes to the truth. And I am sure you are ready for the truth this morning. To him be all the glory in the name of Jesus. Help me to invite somebody. Help me to call people that it's time for church on the air and it is time for God to bless us. Today, we are going to continue on a new beginning. A new beginning. And last week, we saw that of Moses, how God started a new beginning with Moses. You know, and today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at Gideon and others. Now, let's open our Bible to the book of Judges. Judges chapter number 6, let us read verses 11 and 12. Judges chapter 6, 11 and 12.
And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
Wow. Now, can you start to see, you know, when God wants to start a new beginning, see what he will do. You know, there will be a divine intervention. You know, in the case of Moses, it was also an angel. And God spoke. Now, in the time of Gideon, you know, see what God did. You know, it was also an angel. Bible says, you know, there came an angel of the Lord. You know, that one means that God wants to know when there is a divine encounter. Normally, that would be a new beginning. But what happened in Israel? What happened, you know, in the days of Gideon? Number one thing, I want us to know that the Israel did evil, you know, in the sight of the Lord. You know, Israel went against God. Israel went against the commandment of God. Israel, you know, they look down on purpose of God for their life. Any time, you know, you don't stay in God, your life will be full of crisis. Any time you abandon God, you know, every good thing will abandon you. Any time you don't consider God, I'm telling you that you will be under the perpetual hands of the devil. Now, see what happened. Look at verse 1 there. The Bible says, and the children of Israel, that is, you know, Judges 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Can you see? They did evil. And the Bible says, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of Midian 7 years. You know, every evil you do attracts the devil into your life. Every evil you are doing attracts evil. That is why you must be free from every evil doing, evil works in your life. You know, you need to allow Jesus to come into your life. You need to be tired of all this, you know, way that you are going through. The Bible says, when they did that evil, God, allow the enemy to prevail. I pray that your life will not be delivered to the hands of your enemy in the name of Jesus. The reason why the enemy are prevailing in your life today, the reason why, you know, evils prevailing your life today is because you are not in contact with God. You have lost contact with God. You have lost connectivity with God. And God wants you to come back. God wants to, you know, He wants to pardon you. God wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. You need to come back to God. Know that He's the only one that can help you. Now, Bible says, you know, in verse 2, Bible says, at the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Why is the power of the devil prevailing over you? Why is the power? Why is sickness prevailing? Why is affliction prevailing? Why is poverty prevailing? Why are this failure in your life? You know why are they prevailing? They prevail because you are not, you know, in connection with Christ. They prevail because there is something in you you need to look at. You need to look at it and to be delivered from it. Can you see now? So because of that, see what happened. Verse 3,
and so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them.
4.
And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass.
Can you see labor laws? Can you see why you are laboring and there is nothing to, you know, to take home? Can you imagine that? Just because you are not in tune with God. Just because you are in sin. You know, Bible says they sow and other people reap. Can you see now? And that is against the will of God for you. You know, why should you be sowing? And you know, the Midianites will come, Amalekites will come, the children of the east, they are taking what belongs to you. This morning it must stop. This morning I say it must stop in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, these people will come like grasshopper. They prevail over them, you know. So what happened in verse 6? Yes.
And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord.
Well, you need to cry to God this morning. You know, God is waiting for your cry. God is around to help you. And that is why God is sending me to you this morning, that enough is enough. Enough of all this depression in your life. Enough of all this affliction in your life. Enough of all this evil that is ravaging your life. Enough of it, you know. God is your helper, and He has come this morning because of you to help you. Bible says, you know, the children of Israel cry unto the Lord. You know, for you to have a new beginning, you need to pray. You need to repent, to cry unto God. You know, it is repentance that opens door for new beginning. Just like the prodigal son. He repented, you know, and because of that, he started a new beginning. He went back to the Father. He went back with a heart of repentance. You know, when you come to God with a heart of repentance, God is ready, you know, to accept you back. He's ready to accept you back. So, they cry to God, you know, just like, you know, Israel. When Egypt pursued them, they cry to God. God will hear your cry this morning. God will help you this morning. Things will change this morning. You are having a new beginning of rest this morning. You are having a new beginning of breakthrough this morning. God is beginning new thing in your life. Because we told you last week, He said, behold, I will do a new thing. And now it will spring forth. I believe God in your life. I believe God in your family. That God will do a new thing. You will not die like this in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, what now happened when they cried in verse 8?
That the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. We said unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I deliver you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hands of all that oppress you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice.
You have not. And see how God was complaining against Israel. See why they are impoverished. See why enemy prevailed. Because they refused to obey the voice of God. Now, for how long will you cast away God's voice? For how long? You can't do without God. You know, you need Him. You know, God is the one that can help you. So, the Bible was saying that, you know, the people of Israel, because they refused to obey Him, so He delivered them to the hands of their enemy. I see God helping somebody this morning. I see God arresting all you arrested this morning. As you obey His voice this morning, you know, He said, I deliver you out of the hands of each Egyptian and out of the hands of them that oppress you. No, and gave you their lands. I did everything for you free of charge. But see what you are doing to me. See what God has done for you in the past. See His goodness. See His wonders. See the power of God that have delivered you in the past. But today, see what you are doing. God wants you to repent so they can give you a new beginning. God wants you to come back to Him. You know, you need to go back to God so that can give you a new beginning. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delays, hindrances, or lack of progress? Are you laboring without success, tired of life, and no accomplishments in your career, education, marriage, financial, businesses, and pursuits of life? Then your new season has come. Your deliverance is now at last. Attend Cross the Devil service every Friday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesami Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta. You have tried others. Try Jesus today. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. This is the time you have been waiting for. Jesus is Lord.
I once was lost.
Oh, hallelujah. Welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking about a new beginning and we are looking at the life of Gideon. Gideon, a man who was hiding and became a hero. Can you see? A man hiding from the enemy, hiding from people, hiding here and there, but God made him an hero. Now, so what now happened? Let's see verse 11 of that Judges 6. Judges 6, 11, yes.
And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abizrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites.
Can you see now? You know, Gideon, he was under the oak tree, you know, hiding it. You know, because if he did not hide it, you know, the Midianites will come and take it over. Can you imagine that now? Can you see such a life? No more freedom. They are under oppression. You know, so, you know, that was what Gideon was doing, you know, and then the angel of the Lord appeared. Numbers 12.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
Wow. See what the angel said. He said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Now, look at how God see Gideon. But look at how Gideon see himself. You know, Gideon did not see himself the way that God sees him. Look at him. Are you seeing that? And that's your problem. You know, you don't see yourself the way God sees you. Now, look at how Gideon answered in verse 13, yes.
And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
Wow! Now, look, you know, see what the angel said? See, the angel said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. But look at what Gideon replied. So, you know, you discovered in that scripture that Gideon is not seeing himself the way God sees him. You know, Bible says, Gideon said, oh my Lord, if the Lord has been with us, why then is all this befalling us? Why then? There are many why in your heart this morning, and only God can answer you. You have been asking, why then? If God is with me, why is this thing happening? If God is with me, why my children dying? If God is with me, why can't I feed myself? If God is with me, why am I under this situation? Why? There are many whys in your heart this morning. But hear me very, very well. God will solve and bring solution to every why in your heart. There are many things you are saying, why is this thing befalling us? Can you see? Why? Why is this problem? You know, why am I under this problem? Why am I sick? You know, why I don't have job? Even though I went to school, why? You know, why am I laboring like this without success? Why? You see, this morning, I know very sure that God is going to answer every why in your life and give you solution in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, and where be all his miracles which our Father told us of? The miracles. You know, you have heard many things about God. It's not happening in your own life. You have heard that God is a God of miracles. Then you, there is nothing to display. Nothing. You are just like that. Munduku. No, nothing happened in your life. And you are wondering. You are here, you go to church, hearing testimonies, and up till now, you have none. You are asking, how, where is God that give these people testimony? Hear me, he will give you your own. You know, I see what, you know, Gideon was saying. He says, you know, he said, why? Where is the miracle that our Father told us of? Saying, did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us to the hands of the Midianites. Now, you see, God did not forsake them. They are the ones that forsook God. Can you see now? People always turn things upside down. You know, when you forsake God, when you don't move close to God, God is just there, you know. You are the one to move close to God. God is, you know, it's like God is stationary. You are the one moving off. When you move close, it will bless you. When you move far, you know, you'll be under curse. You need to move close to God this year. You need to have covenant with God this year. You need to flow with God so that your life becomes a radiance. You know, you need to know that this God can give you a new beginning. He can start all over with you. He can give you, even the Bible says unto him that is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Even some things you don't even think that can come to pass this year, God is able to bring them to pass. A woman gave testimony of how God did wonders in her life. Even the things that he was not even asking God for. Can you see now? He knows you. He can bring you, you know, into a lamplight again. He can bless you again. Probably has blessed you before, and because you forsook him, you are now down. He can raise you up again. And I see him this morning raising you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Now see now, you know, in verse 14, he continued to talk to God. Yes.
And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?
Okay. Now, God did not say, for there to be a new beginning, Gideon, you are the one I will use. Gideon, you are the one. You know, go in this might. I have equipped you. Now, God wants to give you a new beginning, then you have a role to play. You have a part. Now, let's continue. No, and see how this new beginning came to pass. Let's go to Judges 6. Let's see verse 15 now. Yes.
And he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
Don't look down upon yourself. Don't think that you are insignificant. You know, when God told Gideon, now arise, a new beginning is coming, and you are the one that will champion it. You know, he told Moses the same thing. Moses also was complaining. How can it be me? You know, at any point in time that God wants to start a new beginning, he will raise up a man. And many a times, the men that God raises, they are always complaining because they discover that, you know, they can't accomplish the goal. There's something God wants to do in your life. Prepare very well. There's a new thing that God wants to accomplish in your life. Prepare very well. Because, you know, you have a role to play. You know, and see what Gideon said. He said, oh my Lord, where wish I save Israel? And me, no, I cannot. He said, behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. Is that what God is saying? You know, when God wants to move in a place, he will use a man. Your hand is the extension of the hands of God. Your eyes is the extension of the eyes of God. So when God wants to move in this physical realm, he raises up a physical man and he will walk through the man. I see God walking through this morning. I see God doing great things through you. You know, I see God accomplish, you know, mighty works through you in the name of Jesus Christ. And you know, he said, behold, my family is poor and I'm the least of my father's house. I'm the last born. How can I accomplish great things for God? Excuse me. Stop looking down for yourself. Look at the way that God looks at you. Huh? God wants to do something wonderful, something great. Stop looking down on God. You know, look at yourself the way the scripture looks at you. And then finally, did this thing come to pass? Did God give a new beginning? Yes, through whom now? Through Gideon. Let's conclude, you know, by looking at Judges chapter 8, and let's look at verse 22 to 23. Judges chapter 8, 22 to 23, yes.
Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hands of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you.
So at last, God raised up. At last, God gave them a new beginning. You know, they now prevail over their enemy. People of God hearing me this morning, you are prevailing this year. You are prevailing over every power that have been oppressing you for a long time. You are prevailing over Midian, over the children of the mist, over the Amalekites. You are prevailing. Why? Because, you know, the men of Israel told Gideon, rule over us, both you and your son. And you know, he said, for thou as what? You have delivered us from the hand of the Midian. That was Gideon that was complaining. That was Gideon that thought that he can't do the work. That was Gideon that said, ah, Amy, you know, this mommy, hear me, your testimony has come. New thing will start today. New thing will start through you. New thing will start in your family. I believe God for you, and I know it shall be so in the name of Jesus. And from now, you start to rule over every power. You start to rule over every demon. I commit you to God this morning as you hear this word, that my God will give you a new beginning. New beginning of life, new beginning of breakthrough, new beginning of favor, new beginning of achievement in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening this morning. I will see you again next week by the grace of God. And you are free to send your testimonies, and even, you know, how God has blessed you through this program to us. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, As from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tena Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.